Today we'll be doing Sif Dalet. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Iker HaKavana Hu Befasak Rishon, the primary Kavana that one must have for Shema is during the first Pasuk. Hilkachim Karav Elokivin Libo Befasak Rishon Lo Yatzei Yedei Chovaso V'Chozer V'Korei V'Afilu L'Man D'Amar Mitzvos Inon Tzvichos Kavana Moda Hacha. So therefore everyone agrees that if you did not have Kavana during the first Pasuk, you must go back and read it again. And even according to the Man D'Amar that says, generally speaking, Mitzvos Inon Tzvichos Kavana, which we don't paskin like, but even according to that opinion that says that Mitzvos do not require Kavana when you do them, even Kavana to be Yotze, but they will agree that regarding the first Pasuk, if you don't have Kavana, then you're definitely not going to be Yotze. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yud Beis tells us, Befasak Rishon, Ayin Sivkatan Yud Aleph, Tehu Adin Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li'olam Va'ed. We saw in the previous Sivkatan yesterday that the same is true for Baruch Shem. Ve'im lo kivin bo gam kin tzarech la'chazor v'lekros b'chavana. If you didn't say Baruch Shem with the proper Kavana, you must repeat that as well. Lo yatza afilu im kodim shehizchel likros neskavin l'kayim b'hakriya ha'mitzah saseh dekriya shema mikol mokum kol shebe'emtza pan alibo l'dvarim achirim. Even if before you started saying Shema, you had in mind to do the mitzvah, to be able to do the mitzvah saseh of Shema, but then in the middle of that pasuk you got distracted, that would also be a problem. That's a chisaron in your kabbalas malchus shemayim. The chozer v'korei balachas, you should repeat it quietly. Shelo yenirik emekabel shtei reshios chas v'shalom. So it shouldn't appear as if you're accepting two gods. Va'ayin la'el b'simin samachalef in Mishnah Berurah sivkatan chavbeis. Va'afilu m'kvar kara kol parshas Shema v'hayoyim Shema. Va'acharkach nis if after you finish the first two paragraphs you realize that you forgot to say the first pasuk with proper kavana, you have to go back and recite the whole paragraph of Shema again, because if you just say that first pasuk, then you're going to be saying it l'mafre, you're saying it out of order, in which case you're not yotziv. If you realize in the middle of Hayom Shema that you didn't say the Pasuk of Shema with the proper Kavana, then what you should do is that you should finish till the end of Vahayim Shema, until right before Vayomer, go back and say all of the Shema paragraph, and then go back to Vayomer. Even though you were not intending to fulfill your obligation for the mitzvah, everyone agrees that even if you hold generally mitzvahs ein tzrichos kavana, everyone agrees that the first Pasuk of Shema requires a special Kavana to be makabel malchus shemayim. We'll stop here for now and we'll pick up with Sif Hei tomorrow.